Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
An episode of Phillips H. Lord's production of Gangbusters. This episode was originally broadcast July 26, 1954, and this episode is entitled The Kansas Collectors.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Gangbusters! Now, Gangbusters!
Good evening, Gangbusters listeners. Before the turn of the century, parts of the state of Kansas were practically a shooting gallery. During the days of the James, Younger, and Dalton gangs, nobody walked the streets of Dodge City or Abilene without two guns. The ghost of those killers seems to have lingered on in the person of Larry Oakes and his gang.
To bring you tonight's report, Gangbusters has asked Clyde L. Madden, Chief Criminal Investigator, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas, to narrate by proxy the case of the Kansas Collectors. Please continue, Chief Madden.
The best time to start this report is during the middle of December, and the best place in a car outside a bus station.
Roll the wind up, Ruthie.
Honey, it's hot in the car.
Got cold.
Larry, we have to breathe.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world, these inhalers. Clears up the head right away. Gets back into the passages. Clears out the sinus. Tell you I had sinusitis?
Several times. What time is Mallory's bus due?
Said 7:05. The doc in prison said I had one of the worst cases of sinusitis he ever saw.
Think this is him?
I guess so. It's the best thing in the world.
Larry, light me a cigarette.
What is this stuff, Ruthie? Lighting cigarettes, opening doors, waiting for me to pull out chairs for you? Let's get into you.
Look, I waited 4 years for you to get out of prison. I'd like to know you were wrong.
I'm wrong.
Oh, here comes Mallory.
Brought that beat-up shortwave portable. Don't leave that thing behind.
Don't start anything, honey.
It's cold. Hey, Mallory. Over here.
Hey, Larry. Ruthie. Greetings of the season.
Sounds like he's been celebrating early.
What's a good word?
Yeah, it's cold. I got a cold.
What you need is a couple of good hookers. Get in the bed, put on a couple of sweaters, and sweat it out. That's what I do.
Yeah, it comes to a cold. Everybody's a doctor.
What kind of a job we going on?
We brought the big truck, didn't we, Mallory?
Well, I can see that.
So it's a big job.
Sheriff's Office, Lieutenant Martin. In about an hour. Saved you, sir. Goodbye. Sheriff called, wishes Merry Christmas. You know, I'd sure like to wrap this case up as a Christmas present for him.
Well, I think you're on the wrong track, Lieutenant.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
The drugstore was in Oklahoma. Cash and narcotics. Two men, woman, waiting in the car.
And the car had Kansas plates.
The liquor store was held up in Wichita. Cash and 19 cases of liquor. Two men and a woman, but this time it was a black panel truck with Oklahoma plates.
The descriptions fit.
Outside of the jewelry store and the liquor store, none of the robberies were committed in Kansas.
Well, they were all close enough. No more than an hour's drive over the state line.
I just can't figure the M.O. There's no pattern.
I tell you, Sid, this is no new gang. These are pros. Besides cash, they're stealing merchandise and wholesale lots, which means they've got to have some place to unload it. Maybe we ought to concentrate on that angle.
Well, there aren't many fences can handle the stuff they've gotten away with.
Which means they must spread it around. With that many outlets, we ought to be able to get a lead.
But the gang could be working out of any one of four states. Doesn't have to be Kansas.
I say it's Kansas. Maybe our own backyard.
That's pretty.
Hmm?
Christmas carol.
Hmm.
This makes it official. It's really Christmas Eve.
Hmm. Let's call it a day, huh?
Sure. At least we can relax tonight. I don't think they'll pull anything.
Why not?
Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. In the movies, maybe. But in real life, there are no sentimental crooks.
So many people walking around.
Yeah, so much cash in the till.
Not much, I'll admit, but I still think we're sticking on next time.
Oh, Larry outdid himself this time, Larry. This is going to be a pushover.
Yeah, these coveralls are a nice touch.
Middle of the next block, honey.
I see it.
Now, you'll come in the store with us and keep a gun on the owner and any customers that might drop in.
Yep.
You brought that beat-up shortwave set, Mallory. Did you bring a gun?
Inside the case.
Two customers are just leaving, honey.
It's starting to snow again. Good luck to catch a cold.
Listen to me now. When we get back to the house, a couple of good sluts...
Yeah, the store is empty.
All right, let's go.
Well, good evening. What can I do for you?
We've got a big order for you to fill.
Glad to oblige.
Well, that's fine. Now, the first thing you do is take a look at this, huh?
Again? This is a holdup.
I like to steal from intelligent people. Gives a little class to the business.
But this is Christmas Eve.
All you have to do is get in the Christmas spirit. Suppose we start with the cash register.
Keep an eye on the door, doll.
Okay.
Come on, you. What's your name?
Simmons.
What a pretty color, Green.
Yeah, you're a nice big strapping guy.
You've got all the money. Please go.
Never interrupt me when I'm talking.
You didn't have to do that.
I enjoyed it. Now listen, you're going to help us load these radios and phonograph sets in the back of that truck, you understand?
Yes, sir.
That's better. If anybody stops you, tell them we're making deliveries for you. Understand?
Deliveries.
And don't make any mistakes, because I'd just as soon kill you, mister. Honey, sit in this chair by the door. Keep your pocketbook in your lap and your gun behind it.
Do we leave the door open?
Yeah.
Open it, Mr. Simmons.
He's still snoring.
Come along, Mr. Simmons.
Better help them with this stuff.
Take those combination sets.
Yeah.
I have to be careful with the heavy stuff. It's getting slippery.
Hey, you.
Yes?
You drop that stuff and I'll bust your teeth out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Honey, can I have this?
What do you need it for?
I just want it.
Hey, don't bother with that one. It's a cheap set. Take the one next to it.
This thing weighs a ton.
Costs a fortune, too.
Honey, can I?
Okay, if you want it.
Listen.
Come on, we haven't got all night.
Okay, Simmons, get your back into it.
Pretty, isn't it?
Mm. You know, when I was a kid, maybe 9 years old, I got one of those for my mother for her birthday.
I bet she was happy.
She was happy, all right. She beat me for a week.
Why?
Some jerk went and told her I stole her from the 5 and 10.
Nice bunch of crooks, wouldn't you say? July 26, 1954, Gangbusters on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get pain magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of Gangbusters, The Case of the Kansas Collectors, July 26, 1954.
Now back to Gangbusters and Chief Clyde L. Madden, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, the Larry Oaks gang kept moving. The day after Christmas, they traveled 70 miles to hold up a laundry in a supermarket, and then returned to their home in Byram. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Martin went back to interview the owner of the radio store for the second time.
That's a big seller, Lieutenant. I'm going to need a lot of big sellers to cover my losses.
I understand.
We don't like to bother you again, Mr. Simmons, but you were kind of upset when we questioned you before.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The man who was the leader, he would have used that gun.
We think he did. On a druggist in Missouri.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
You sure you can't remember anything else they said? Any names, accents, manner of speech?
Well, nothing that I didn't tell you before.
I see.
Oh, did I tell you that they knew how to load a truck? No wasted space, no lost time. They did everything just... Oh, excuse me for a moment. Customer.
Yeah. They got a lot of guts, Lieutenant. They don't care who identifies them, don't care how long they spend in a place.
Sid, how good are you at packing a suitcase?
Somebody has to pack for me. I never seem to get things right.
How about the trunk of your car?
What are you getting at, Lieutenant?
To pack a truck and get the most out of the space, you've got to know what you're doing. They knew what they were doing. Good.
Hey, Ruthie.
Just a minute.
Bring in some water.
I'm on the phone.
Couple of aspirin.
That's from Mexico City, Larry. Remember that tune?
Yeah. You and your Remus.
Oh, so it didn't work. At least you enjoyed the medicine.
Here's the water and aspirin.
Thanks. How about killing that thing?
Well?
She said yes.
I think I'm making a mistake. A dame who hasn't got a date with New Year's Eve tomorrow night, I don't know.
Oh, you like this girl, Mallory. She's a good dancer and a lot of fun.
How come she didn't have a date?
I told you. She just got in from New York.
Ugh. When they melt in your mouth, what a taste.
You want a shot, honey?
No.
This job you got lined up, Larry, what do you think it'll net?
A barrel.
You should see the size of that apartment, Mallory.
It's not an apartment, honey. It's a development.
There must be thousands of people live there.
Now, we're going to get to the manager's office at 10 o'clock in the morning.
What? 10 in the morning? Why?
Honey, it is kind of early.
Look, they bank at 11. You see, Sunday is New Year's Day, so Monday is a legal holiday. That means that everybody will come in to pay their rent on Tuesday morning.
What an angle! I'll bet this is the first time in the world anybody ever held up an apartment house.
People start paying their rent at 8 in the morning. By 10, they'll be standing in line.
And we collect it. For the management.
I wonder what's holding them up.
Most of them are in, Lieutenant.
Yeah, you'd never think that many cons got out of jail since the 1st of October.
We still haven't found anyone who comes close to fitting our description. Hey, wait a minute. Report from Joliet.
Nothing.
That wanted bulletin from Jersey, Red Dreyfus. He sure looked like our boy.
No, he's a loner, Sid. I'm looking for a guy who works with an organization.
Just a second. Dan Dyer. Ever heard of him?
Nah, the con man. This is out of his line.
Maybe this one will help. Larry Oakes. How about him?
Let me see that.
Oh, yeah.
Released on October 3rd. Does he fit the bill? Records? Lieutenant Martin, get me everything you got on Larry Oakes. O-A-K-S. Yeah, everything, including his old pals. Well, as soon as you can.
Didn't he have a wife?
Yeah, that's right. Ruth. Waited 4 years for him to get a... Hello? Yeah, Sergeant, round up the staff. I want them all in my office in 15 minutes.
This report doesn't show what happened to him after he left.
Well, we'll send out an APB. Get every available man to help chase him down.
He's before my time, Lieutenant. Is this his M.O.?
Sid, you know, some guys have a pattern. They'll only steal from jewelry stores. Some stick to supermarkets, some banks.
Yeah.
Well, now, Larry Oak's got a pattern, too.
Doesn't look like it.
He'll steal anything that isn't nailed down.
Anybody can live in these apartment places. Like those Indians who used to live up on the side of the hills.
No, I ever get married, I'm going to get one of those ranch-type houses.
After that exhibition you gave New Year's Eve, a girl would have to be crazy to marry you.
Come on, the manager's office is the next building, ground floor. Me, I like the kind of a house we got in Byram. Room to move around in.
You don't have to clean it.
Two floors, an attic, cellar. That's a house.
Wonder how many people live in this development.
Plenty. They all pay rent.
I hope they pay in cash.
And keep your gun in your pocket till we get in the office. Second door down the hall. Come on.
Door's open.
We're going as fast as we can, madam.
Watch the door, Ruthie.
You there. You'll have to get in line, sir.
Shut up.
What did you say? Sir, this is a busy morning and my nerves are in no condition.
That's a gun in your belly, mister.
Is this some kind of a joke?
You don't hear anyone laughing, do you? This is a stick-up. Everybody shut up. Shut the door, honey.
The safe is open.
Clean it out.
Check.
Come on, you. Where's the stuff you got in the last hour?
In the top drawer.
Anybody comes to the door, let them in. The rest of you, get on the floor.
Good business here.
Shove in the bag.
We clean out these people?
Don't forget the jewelry.
Okay, lady, you heard the rings.
Just dump your cash and jewelry on the desk and lie on the floor.
Oh.
And no screams.
You won't get away with this, I tell you.
You gonna try and stop us?
No, but...
I thought I told you to lie on the floor.
There's no room on the floor.
Lie on top of him, the fat one.
But that's ridiculous.
I guess you need some help.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up.
Well, how long are we going to stick around, pal?
We're in no hurry.
Jewelry and cash on the desk. Bodies on the floor.
Place is getting kind of crowded, you know.
Plenty of chairs. Use one. Who sneezed?
I did. I got a cold.
Gesundheit. But next time, cover your mouth.
The real estate guy who rented the house gave us a perfect description of Oakes.
Yeah, has nothing but praise for him. An excellent tenant.
I only hope he hasn't pulled up stakes.
I will know soon enough. Slow down a little.
He said it was a red brick house.
The Oakes gang pulled that apartment job, I'd say they headed home. I'd say they're there now.
How many men have you alerted?
Enough. Slow down, it's on this block.
Yeah, number 72.
58. 64. 70. Go past the house and park.
Yeah, that's Danny's car across the street.
That's right. Danny and Sam will cover the rear of the house. I got men stationed all around the block.
We're going in the front way?
In 2 minutes.
It's a nice neighborhood. Quiet.
It'll get noisy soon enough.
St. Louis woman with all the diamonds. Oh, I sure wish I could sing. Where's that from, Mallory?
Ireland. That new whip antenna and that pair of 807s I put in triple the power. Get Ireland like it's next door.
That's loud. Anyhow, we just sold 100 new ones. You can take a pick.
Larry, you got a tin ear.
When's that fence coming to pick up this stuff? There's so much junk around, they can't even move.
I'll be here about 2 in the morning.
Well, that's 6-7 hours. Want
to
go to
the morning? No, why not? How about it, Larry?
Okay.
You got to shave.
I shaved this morning.
Well, you need another shave. It won't take you long, honey.
Okay. What'd I do with that woman?
Just go upstairs and get it over with. And don't cut yourself.
I'd try the knob.
It's locked.
Yeah. Have to kick it in.
Want me to do it?
No, I'll do it. Bust in, find cover quick.
Okay.
One. Two. Three. Stand where you are. Keep your hands high. Where's Oakes?
He's in town.
Frisk him, Sid.
Okay. What's the idea? You... 38.
Okay, Ruthie, where's yours?
My 38's on the shelf.
I see it.
Now, where's Larry Oak?
Look out!
Came from the top of those steps.
It's going to be tough to knock him off here.
Oaks!
What do you want, copper?
You better come down. You haven't got a chance.
I like my chances.
Sid, keep those two covered.
All right, down on the floor. Both of you.
I can get a shot at him behind that post.
Watch out when you cross that hall.
Yeah.
In the conclusion of Gangbusters and the Case of the Kansas Collectors from July 26, 1954, concludes following these important words. You're listening to Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being.
and their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks, now expanding toward the middle of the country, is likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of Gangbusters and the case of the Kansas Collectors, a gang that's getting a whole lot of stuff. This was originally broadcast July
26,
1954.
Don't play that again,
Cox. Don't
try it.
What do you give up, Larry?
Come and get me.
I'll get you the next time, Oaks.
Here's a present for you.
Last chance.
Said Kiko's too covered. I'm going to duck out for a clear shot.
Good luck.
I got him.
He dead?
Nah, I got him in the hip.
Lucky shot, copper. Lucky shot.
Yeah, I'm paid to be lucky. Now, come on, you three. Let's go.
My leg.
You, help him.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
What are you, just gonna leave with the front door broken?
Why not?
Are you crazy? You're just asking for someone to walk in the place and pick it clean.
Well, Gangbusters listeners, the Larry Oakes gang was completely smashed. Oakes got 40 years, Mallory got 15 years, and Ruth is at present serving out a shorter sentence. Through interrogation, Lieutenant Martin found out the names of the two men who sold the stuff for Oakes, and both of them drew long prison terms.
Thank you, Clyde L. Madden, Chief Criminal Investigator, Sheriff's Office, Wichita, Kansas. And now, Gangbusters Nationwide Clues, broadcast every week to assist American police in their war against the underworld. Attention all citizens, be vigilant for Otto Austin Lowell, sought by the FBI for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution for the crime of murder. His official description.
Age, 43, 5 feet 10, 160 pounds, medium build, brown hair, brown eyes, medium complexion. May seek work as a molder, foundry worker, or mariner.
This man has the following identifying marks. 1-inch scar on right knee, 2 scars left forearm, tattoos on both forearms. He has false teeth, which he seldom wears, causing cheeks to appear sunken. He frequently wears Western-type clothing, reportedly speaks Chinese, and frequents Chinese restaurants. He has a hobby of gunsmithing.
Caution! Otto Lowell should be considered extremely dangerous. He reportedly always carries a gun on his person and is an excellent marksman. If you have any information concerning this clue, notify your local police, the nearest office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's Gangbusters case was dramatized by David P. Harmon and directed by Leonard L. Bass, with Ken Lynch, Tweets Allison, and Bill Smith in leading roles. The entire production was supervised for CBS Radio by John Ives. Gaylord Avery speaking. In cooperation with Phillips H. Lord, is brought to you each week, same time, same station, by Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat you can enjoy even while you're busy.
The Phillips H. Lord style of out-and-out violence sure did work going into the 1950s. July 26, 1954, Gangbusters here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's a big, bold story set in the heartland of America, along the edge of Lonely Mountain, and open for business. And so Big William Gorgon, played by handsome Michael James, fiercely set down his Midwest roots.
Oh, darling, we're going to sell bathrobes and raise chickens.
Set his adoring wife, Wilhelmina, portrayed by beautiful Glenda Olson.
Oh, I love our store, Will.
But they hadn't counted on Big Ralph's bathrobes and cattle store coming to town.
Oh, Will, what will we do, Will?
Will had a plan, a way of facing off against tough Big Ralph.
We're going to change the face of America. We're going to advertise.
Add for what?
The print, broadcasting, and bus benches. We're going to tell people who we are and where we are.
What's a bus?
And so the story of how one man brought advertising to the heartland.
Oh, will it work?
It will. Well, my name ain't Will, but I mean, we've got to advertise or we'll die.
And so the greatest marketing story of all time is here. Advertise or die, Dopey.
Put your message on this national advertising platform. Email classicradiotheater at gmail.com. Classicradiotheater at gmail.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is no doubt that gangbusters still had an exceptional amount of popularity in 1954, and yet another show that was reasonably popular but didn't have the big name appeal until many years afterwards is yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Bob Bailey, in a show that a lot of you really enjoy and are glad we continue to bring it to you. This episode is part of the yours truly, Johnny Dollar story, the Open Town Matter. This originally broadcast July 26, 1956. This is part four of the five-part story.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar. Hello?
Hello. Johnny?
Yeah, who's calling? Hello?
Hang on a second, Johnny.
Look, what the devil... Is that you, Joe? Joe?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Johnny. I was trying to get all the dope on another phone.
What dope? And how did you sober up so fast?
There's a big story breaking, boy, and lush or not, I'm still a reporter.
Then go somewhere and report. I'm going to bed.
You want
to
bet?
Now, look, Joe.
Nobody sleeps in Greensport, Johnny. It's a wide-open town. Racket, shootings, a murdered police chief with a lovely widow.
Sure, fine. So what's the big story?
A fire, boy. House burning down. Flames 50 feet high. Three alarms. Put your clothes on and let's get going.
You get going. The only big story I'll be interested in is when Marty Blake is charged with murder.
Johnny, that's where the fire is, at Marty Blake's.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Greensport, Missouri. To the home office, Great Plains Guarantee Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Open Town Matter. Expense account continued. Item 10, a dollar and a half for a breakneck taxi ride to Marty Blake's home. Its location marked against the night sky by a pillar of flame visible for a mile. The fire didn't make sense, so it fit in nicely with the rest of the case. None of it made sense. Police Chief Ed Blake, Marty's middle-aged husband of 8 months, had been shot to death in his own home with his own gun. And less than 24 hours later, Marty had filed claim on his $50,000 life insurance policy. She didn't love him and admitted it. Good case. Except for one thing. The city attorney himself was present at the time of the shooting and backed up Marty's story of a mysterious prowler, supposedly ex-convict Shorty Wells. But Shorty was missing, and the whole thing was just a little too convenient, too pat, especially in a wide-open town. Joe Crady was going to meet me at the fire, but I didn't see him around. The flames had taken a strong hold, and the whole outside of the house was blazing. The fireman couldn't do much except try to control it from spinning. And to hold back the crowds that had collected on the street lawns.
Well, how do you figure this one, Mr. Dollar?
Among others present was City Attorney Dave Sherman.
And you wanted to get things stirred up. Well, they seem to be stirred, all right.
Were you here when this happened, Mr. Sherman?
No, this time I'm not a witness for the defense. I arrived after the firing.
Yeah? What about Marty?
She's all right. She got out before it really caught. Sitting over there in my car.
Didn't she
She was here when it started.
Yeah, alone?
Well, so it seems. But there was a police officer on guard.
Oh, I thought you meant alone in the house.
Yeah, he was out here in front. First thing he knew, flames were breaking out of the windows, and then Marty came running out of the house.
No one had arrived or left.
Well, not that he saw. Well, you're still trying to tag her, huh?
Oh, I'm trying to tag whoever is guilty. She figures, that's all.
Not on the shooting?
No. Oh, not with the alibi you've given her.
Mr. Dollar, look. She was standing 10 feet away from me in the second floor hall when Ed Blake was shot to death in the dark downstairs. Now, that is not an alibi. It is a fact.
Oh, yeah, sure, I know.
Unless, of course, I'm lying.
All right, are you?
Why?
For old time's sake, maybe. You were in love with her once, Mr. Sherman.
Oh, I could name 24 guys around this town who were. Once?
Yeah. Shorty Wells, for instance.
That's right. That's why Shorty threatened to kill Blake when Blake sent him to prison. He claimed he was being framed out of the way to give Blake a clear field.
Go on.
Shorty's a hoodlum. He was guilty as charged, all right?
But Blake was in on the rackets, wasn't he?
Well, it would seem that way.
Then there's also Joe Crayley. Marty was his girl at one time, wasn't she?
That's when he started drinking, when she threw him over.
Why did she throw him over?
For the usual reason. Somebody knew.
Who?
Well, me, I thought. It took me 3 months to find out that I was running interference for Shorty Wells.
All right, so Joe Crayley took the drink. What did you take to, Mr. Sherman?
Law enforcement. I set out to break the rackets in this town and get rid of hoodlums like Shorty Wells and all the rest of them.
Yeah, but the rackets are still here.
And I'm still trying, Dollar. Now, look, I want to get one thing very straight.
What?
Ed Blake's killing. It happened just exactly the way I told you. That story is true. Marty didn't do it.
Maybe not. But she's in it some way. She's bound to be.
Well, that's something I wouldn't know.
Everywhere you turn in this case, you keep hearing about Marty Blake. Marty Blake. She's the one link that ties everything together.
Well, maybe.
That fire there. What's the story on that?
Well, why don't you ask her?
I left him standing there, staring into the fire. Staring into his own past, maybe. I didn't know. To me, it was still a puzzle, a question mark. And I didn't have the answer to him. Not a much else, in fact. If he was telling the truth, Marty Blake couldn't have killed her husband. And so far, at least, there was nothing to show he was lying. I pushed on through the crowd of spectators, the thrill-seekers, the morbidly curious, followers of fire engines, and walked toward Sherman's car. Marty was sitting there alone, subdued for once, and quiet. And she looked scared.
Hello, Johnny. Get in and sit with me.
All right.
Just look at it. Isn't it terrible?
Yeah, it is. It'd be worse if you were in it.
Well, I was when it started.
Just how did it start?
I don't know. I think you were right, Johnny, about that shooting in front of the city hall.
Oh?
I think it was me they were after, not you. Now they've tried again.
Possible.
There's no other reason for burning down my home.
Who do you mean by they, Marty? Who?
I don't know. Whoever killed Ed, I guess.
If you know, you'd better tell me while you still can. If somebody is out to get you, if that's what's behind all this, then they obviously mean business.
I don't know, Johnny. I told you that.
Well, how about a guess, then?
Well, maybe Shorty Wells. I don't know.
Why? Why? The man he threatened is already dead. Why would he go after you?
Maybe to get even. He told me he hated me when I broke off with him. He said the kind of thing he'd think of doing. Or didn't you know he was in love with me once?
Oh, I know. I'm asking you, how did the fire start?
I don't know, really. After you left this evening, I lay down on the sofa. I've been drinking, as you know, and I guess I just, well, went to sleep anyway.
No one else had been there after I left?
No. Anyway, I woke up with smoke all around and flames and all. It was terrible, Johnny. I was just lucky I got out alive.
You always were lucky, Marty.
Joe, what are you doing here?
How about it, Johnny? Are you glad I phoned or not?
Oh, yeah, sure. Wouldn't have missed it for a million.
Has she confessed yet? We can run a new headline on the extra if she has.
I can do without any remarks from you, Joe.
Sure you can, baby. You're doing fine, just as you are.
Get away from here and leave me alone.
Can't do it, baby. I'm assigned to cover the fire. Got to get all the angles. Human interest. That's you, baby. You are human, aren't you?
You stupid fool.
Financial angles, too. Got one there you might be interested in, Johnny. Did you know the house is heavily insured against fire?
Yes, I know, Joe. I checked through the company report before I left the hotel.
Well, what of it? What if it is? Most houses are insured against fire, aren't they?
Sure they are, especially by prudent people like you. People who think of everything.
Oh, take it easy, Joe.
Get him away from here, Johnny.
Only you didn't think of everything, baby.
What?
It's too bad your car wasn't in the garage instead of sitting out in the driveway. Then all your assets would have been converted into cash. Nice, green, bloody cash.
Get away from here. Get away and leave me alone.
Why, baby? You can afford me now. You couldn't a couple of years ago. That's why you're tied up with all the other...
What the devil?
He came from the house. Well, there couldn't be...
Ammunition, maybe. Yeah, your husband must have kept boxes of cartridges around the house.
Look, there by the cellar door.
Somebody's staggering up out of the basement.
Johnny, look. He's got a gun in his hand.
It can't be.
He's fallen down on the ground. Come on, Joe.
Oh, man. When the dam breaks, everything goes.
How could anybody come out of that thing alive?
We Greensporters are tough cookies, Johnny.
Lucky, apparently. He's passed out cold. Another minute and he wouldn't have made it.
His clothes are smoldering there.
Yeah. Let's turn him over and get that coat off.
Right.
Easy now.
All right. Oh, good Lord.
What's the matter?
This is the boy everybody in town has been looking for. Shorty Wells.
Room 604. Greensport City Hospital. Time midnight. The time when the pulse of living starts to slow down. The beginning of the quiet time. When the city sleeps and the nurses and interns walk even more softly. When a ticking clock becomes a drumbeat in the ears of restless patients. The time of crises. When battles for life are fought in silence. And won or lost. A battle like that was being fought in 604, witnessed at the moment by myself and City Attorney Dave Sherman.
Well, this is always the tough part. The slow part, the waiting it out.
Maybe a long wait, Mr. Sherman. Nearly 3 hours, and he still hasn't regained consciousness.
You know, I can't understand where he's been hiding out since Blake was shot.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell.
I've turned this town upside down, I tell you. I just can't understand it.
Oh, I can't understand a lot of things. It's just another one of a lot of things about this case that are hard to figure out.
Well, it's tied up with the rackets, that's what I'm sure of.
I'm not sure of anything about this mess.
Yes, if we could just tag the person behind them, we could wrap it up. We'll get on in. Oh, excuse me. I'll get it.
Dave Sherman speaking. Oh, yes, Mayor. Oh, Dr. Morton says he may hang on for a day or two, but as far as pulling through, he hasn't got much chance. Oh, he hasn't been conscious at all yet. Yes, I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know the minute there's a... All right, Mayor. Good night.
Mayor Lyons, huh?
Yeah. He's a real fuss budget sometimes. You gotta go to bed.
Wait a second. Hey, he's trying to talk. False alarm again.
Dollar, do you think he started that fire?
Oh, I don't know. If he did, he got caught in his own trap. I just can't figure what he'd hope to gain by doing anything.
Johnny, Dave.
Hi.
Has he been able to talk yet?
Not yet, Joe. Get your story found?
Just under the wire. Of course, it consisted mainly of questions.
Well, Shorty Wells has the answers. If he were only able to give them out.
I can't figure him firing those shots, Johnny.
I can't either. He fired them before he came out of the blaze. He apparently wasn't trying to shoot anyone.
He couldn't even see anyone the way he's burned.
I'm afraid all we can do is wait. At least we'll know the whole story once he's able to talk.
Suppose he never is able.
Well,
he's the only lead we've had. And he's the only one we've got now. The whole case is lying right there on that bed. If Shorty Wells dies without regaining consciousness, then we can drop it and forget it. Because we're beat.
Our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, death strikes again, lashes out violently, and mistakes its target. And a wide-open town blows sky high.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
There are a lot of clues that have already been dropped, but the biggest ones won't drop until our next program. July 26, 1956, yours truly, Johnny Dollar here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. And as I said, two crime shows, totally different types of approaches to them. One more civil and one wide open. And not even the wide open town, don't you know? Thanks for joining us here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Would you do me a big favor? Thank this radio station and support their advertisers. It is their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time we roll around here on your favorite radio station. We appreciate them and hope you will express your appreciation to them as well. Now, if you miss a day on this station, you do not have to miss a single show. Our shows are always available on demand through my webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. You can stream our shows on demand there. There's a list of all the places where you can download our programs from. You can also learn more about building a classic radio collection of your own, which is always a good thing to have. And you can also get our social media links. You can contact me, and you can also buy me a coffee. And that buy me a coffee money goes right back into acquiring more great classic radio programs for us to bring you here, because many collectors don't share their shows as freely as we do, if you know what I'm saying. Thank you so much for tuning in, and tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.